It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Businesses are reopening across the state, but some employees are not ready to return, and that's leading to some workplace disputes. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
The state of Colorado has received more than 150 reports of employees unwilling to return to work. Refusing a job can disqualify a worker from receiving unemployment benefits. Both the worker and the employer are supposed to report job refusals. So far, though, the state is siding with the workers. State officials have reviewed 55 cases and allowed 50 of those employees to keep their benefits. Under current orders, vulnerable workers, unsafe workplaces, and other situations are all legitimate reasons to stay off the job. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The health department for Arapahoe, Douglas, and Adams counties is preparing to transition to safer-at-home measures Saturday. Some businesses will be allowed to reopen with restrictions in Arapahoe and Adams counties. That's already started in Douglas County. Aurora Mayor Mike Hoffman says the change will work only with the compliance of shop owners and their customers.
Our role is to really press upon our residents and our businesses the need to comply where appropriate in businesses as they're opening up.
Businesses will have to make sure that there are no more than 10 people in their shops at a time and to be sure that everyone stays at least 6 feet apart. There's a new effort to help maintain healthy bison in Colorado and other states. Thursday, Interior Secretary David Bernhardt announced the Bison Conservation Initiative. States, tribes, and non-governmental organizations are part of the initiative to restore healthy bison herds. Bison were hunted to near extinction in the late 19th century. Today, there are about 11,000 bison on nearly 5 million acres of public land across 12 states, including Colorado. Cloudy skies today for Metro Denver and in Colorado Springs. Should be sunnier this week and staying cool for the next few days. This is CPR News.